Alive got a chance to speak to Winnie Khumalo and her equally brilliant daughter, Ritabile Khumalo. The pair gave us their perspective on how it feels and how it is to be a female entertainer in South Africa. Has anything changed from the time Winnie Khumalo broke into the industry 33 years ago? She doesn't think so. She feels women are still not united and don't have each other's backs. She says it's every woman for herself and still competition. Ritabile feels the same way, having only started coming up a couple of years ago. We chat to them about what could make the industry better for females and for all artists in South Africa. Despite the fact that female entertainers in South Africa literally have the entertainment industry on their backs and carry it and make us proud across different stages locally and internationally, conversations that matter to female entertainers are hardly ever heard. In fact, most of the time they are put on mute. That is why this Women's Month on Chisa Life, we decided to dedicate Women's Day to hearing voices of women in the entertainment industry. This interview is part of a special on Chisa Life, where we have given special attention to giving a platform to female entertainers to have much needed conversations, to share their stories and experiences as women succeeding and doing the absolute most in the entertainment industry. My name is Griselda Gigan. Welcome.
Uyaz umzansi Celebville is filled with flavor.
But you know that ge o batla go tseba gore fame e re morning. Or who secured the latest bag.
Or just who's dripping with sauce.
And who's adding the spice.
Jonga yongi into nje.
Because if it's hot, then it's definitely in the Chisa pod.
Chisa!
Every year, we have August and we call it Women's Month. But we move on and it's like conversations that should be happening for female entertainers are left. Yeah, we just forget them as soon as September starts. So I want us to start on what do you think, and you can take turns to answer or you can both answer for the same question. What do you think are some of the things that really need to be emphasized in the entertainment around protecting female talent or female artists?
You know, the industry is male dominant. So, Tina, as women, we need to unite and support one another. But that thing has been very difficult to everyone to apply because we are in a competition. Yeah, understand? Everyone wants to be number one. If I want to associate myself with, let me say, I want to associate myself with Nomcebo or Unokwazi, they would feel good. I want to take their spotlight, to understand, or I want to use them. So there's no unity amongst abantu besifazane. That is why uthola even when kunama funding they wanna fund abafazi, and uthola ukuthi at the end of the day we don't get those because asiko united as abafazi, we are competing amongst each other.
I totally understand that. I mean, obviously, as if I know that I'm making music for the same people that Winnie Khumalo is making music for, then I think, oh my God, they love her. She already has hit songs. And that means if there's funding coming, maybe they'll give her more and not give me anything. But what do you think could fix that? Do you think it's a conversation that maybe needs to be had among you guys in the industry?
Yeah, I think the conversation will do. Like, I'm a workshops to workshop women to understand themselves. But understand that the unity, because every time we are competing, we compete for Ramatota, we compete for everything that is out there, you understand? So we need to work together. If Urita is happy by getting something, let me be happy for her. It's her time, you understand? If so-and-so is happy. So I think workshops will work, you understand? Put more knowledge. Abantabaning, they are being killed by they don't have knowledge. But knowledge is the power. We understand. The more you are being empowered, then you understand this integrity. This cake is big enough for all of us. You understand?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And Ritabile, from a young artist perspective, I mean, you literally, even though your mom is a famous singer herself, you started from the bottom, if I could say that, because you went you had a journey that didn't involve her. You went to idols, you know, you went through the hustle of getting your name out there, and you now have really big songs and you're a recognized name. But do you think that the same conversation that Uma Win is talking about, that, you know, even when she started, the unity between the females in the industry was always not on balance. Is it still the same for you? Do you still feel that with your peers in the music?
Yeah, I still feel like that. And to be honest, I don't think it's gonna be fixed, because people have already made up their minds. We're talking against Annie, about competing with Annie, you know, type of thing. Mm-hmm. So I don't think even in my workshop, Palana's schooling, they tell us, okay, Palana, my notes are so and so. There'll always be someone on a bag. There'll always be that person on a yenzi. So for me, I just feel like it's up to law, you know, upume kaeli njani, upuliswe kanjani. You understand that? Some other people, Jay, they just compete naturally. They're like that. You understand that? So for me, it's all up to the person that you are and how you think and the Kayo Pumagulo, how you were raised.
Yeah.
But Mina, I do believe, Ugoti, as a singer band, we need to be patient with one another. We understand. Mm-hmm. We mustn't give up. We understand. We remember, we used to, Israel, Belibuswa, Abelung, we understand that. We fought. A Rome can't be built in one day. You understand?
Yeah.
The patience is here, important.
It's necessary.
Now my workshop, let's say we have a hub where maybe on every Thursdays women meet, understand, women in the industry meet and, you know, advise each other, give each other a confidence instead of, feel less.
Mm.
We understand. So, I mean, I believe, you don't give up. One day, something will happen.
I'm seeing, you know, the different perspectives that you hold, a very hopeful perspective that it will take time, but it will happen. Whereas Retabile is in a space where she understands that it's actually really competitive in the industry, because as long as it's working for me, for example, then why should I be wanting to help other people? I think it has become a, you know, every man for himself situation. But actually, as a fan and as a person that's buying the music and streaming the music, I know that I can listen to Retabile and listen to the people who she is in competition with and buy all of your music at the same time. But it does not seem like that when you are within the industry, and it looks like maybe Retabile has 5,000 more followers than me and stuff like that. So if you know, it is like that, and we accept that, okay, fine, maybe we won't all be united and all fight for certain things. What do we do from here? Does it become just a, let me produce my hit song, let me be great alone, and we'll see where we go?
Well, it has come up Uguti Gube situation like that. Everyone, like every man for himself or herself, you understand? So, but then, Mina, as I'm saying to you, Uguti Mina, I still feel, because I'm a legend, ngihambile lendlela. At the end of the day, we need each other. The industry is too small. We need each other. I can say I'm better than so and so. You might never know tomorrow, Guti, what tomorrow will bring. You understand? It might happen, Guti. You need a lot of things, Guti. Mina, I'm better than, because this is life. In pilo, really. Yeah, chigati. Mina, I'm not gonna give up. And we have been a lenjela since I'm 33 years in the game. I know, you understand. So these upcomings, but not the thing, you would see, at the end of the day, they will realize they need each other.
Sure.
So workshops can work. That's the solution.
I hear
put more knowledge.
Do you think that it will help if there was a bit more structure in terms of maybe government intervention or, you know, institutions, maybe like SAMRO or SAPRA? Would it help if those people that have resources and money jump in to make it happen, instead of every August or every Women's Day talking about we supporting women, we empower women, and then it disappears and we don't see the action?
Yeah, it can help, Mara. It's all about individuals because, we used to attend our meetings about Samro. We used to attend our meetings about ECHO, you know, trying to come up with our solutions. Our artists don't have our solutions. They only have our complaints. Yeah. Understand? You need to come up with a solution and say, we, our artists, we don't have our funeral scheme. Samro, your members, maybe a million. Try and find some holat polisinyana is okay to ama artists. Understand? You know, so those are the things that we should be concentrating on to have pension fund. Those pension funds isn't as important, which is ama workers as taller and Tina as ama musicians as is told. Those are the things that we need to be concentrating on.
Yeah.
Uthola ama artists complaining, eh, mina ubani bani wangropa in imalzami nazbal. But you signed the contract. No one forced you to sign the contract. You agreed on that contract. You understand that?
Yeah.
So if you are born, I signed a contract wrong. Why don't you come up with a solution? Okay, so and so, we made a mistake. I just discovered this and this and this. Can we change our terms? Maybe we were based on this. We need our solutions.
I had a conversation with my colleagues the other day, and we were talking about how, you know, the music industry has been going on for so long, and yet the same thing that was happening to an artist in 1980 is still happening to an artist in 2021, where they're signing a contract that essentially gives them nothing. They don't have ownership of their work. They don't get money. They don't get
their work. Yes.
Nothing. Mm. And it has not changed, and it has been happening for so long. For you, Ritabile, as a young artist, I mean, who is blessed, I think, that you have the guidance of your mother, but you still have to undergo these hardships by yourself. What has been the biggest challenges for you? And you can even take me behind the scene, because as far as music is concerned, you make great music. You can sing and you can dance and you can perform, and nobody can deny that. But what makes a musician and what makes a musician great is more than that, is signing the right contract, associating with the right people, that type of thing. How has that journey been for you?
For Mina, it hasn't been like that hectic. I'm still new. Unfortunately, we've been a COVID-19 and Sapa is a Sega there and there. So I still consider myself a Muntosa Semusha. For me, I didn't go through anything that Nazi was like a train smash, you know.
You think?
Probably the only thing I think. No. The only thing I think is Leguyo. A very hectic for me now was Idol music competition. I know that I can sing. I know that I'm a great performer, but I also know that I wasn't given an opportunity because of who my mom is. So I'm also grateful for that, because it gave me that punch. It was, you know what, you can do this without, with or without them. You understand?
Yeah.
And when God says yes, he says yes, even if they say no 50 times. If God says yes, then it's a yes. You know what I mean? So
In an ideal situation, let's say women were united. Let's say, you know, our government had good structure and the music industry and the arts industry in general was thriving. How would that look like for you? Like, when you think about it, what situation would you call maybe not even perfect, but one that would be one that is great to work in? How would that look like?
I'm not understanding your question.
No, I mean, let me rephrase. Let's say if women were united, and you know, when you need help from government, you get help from government. Like, if everybody was coming to the party and acting together to make the SA industry great, what do you think that world would look like? For example, I would say in journalism, in an ideal world, I would be able to, you know, go and do stories that I care about and go and write about people in the villages that are often, you know, kind of ignored because we focus on ANC and the cities. And that's what I would do if, you know, I had the power to, and the world was an ideal situation. So for you as a musician, in an ideal situation, what would that look like? What would you be doing, or, you know, what would be easier to do for you?
I think it would be easier to collaborate. It's hard to collaborate with females because they always think you're competing with them, just like mom has said. You know, we should be sisters and holding each other's hands, young understand. But instead, it's the opposite. So, I think would be the opposite. I think that's,
that's what an ideal
is. Yes. We would call each other. I had a bad day. Maybe I fell on stage. I can call maybe Kamumpel and be like, yo, sis, I actually fell on stage. I was dancing and whatever. You know, we can uplift each other. She said, no, this has also happened to me. Don't worry. This is how I covered it. Something like that. So you understand? But manje, I can't. You understand? And you should be friends. So maybe you were about to die.
But trendy.
So that,
So, I mean, do you think that the big issue is just, it's not even an industry thing. It's a human thing. That maybe as
a human thing. Yeah, I think, Mina, what I can say is abelung, like the way I apartheid yasindezelanga khona yasenza ukuthi sicompete. Like singathandani. Like everyone, I think the way ngibona ngakhona was it was a survival. Yabona.
Yeah.
It was this in survival. Yeah. So bonga nandaba nokuthi unyathela kuphi. You understand? Yeah. So that thing it to generations and generations.
It hasn't stopped. Like, people are still trying to survive. Curse.
Yeah. Hey, you understand that? So you lento leyo is bring it down, because namanje look at the politics. Abelungu baphumile. I'm not a politician, but I'm just the way ngibuka ngakhona. Abelungu baphumile. The government is run by the blacks, you understand? Bamelele, and we are fighting amongst ourselves, the blacks. And when they are bamelele, but look at them, you understand?
That's
and
they're gonna
tell baby, we understand, but look at them, you understand? So, you know, power, like so when you got something, we are abuser, you wanna be felt.
We were basically set up to fail.
But they will take over food one day. We failed ourselves. Understand? Yeah. Failed. Whether we like it or not, no matter what, we failed each other.
It's so weird to be in a space where, because sometimes we have great moments, not just in entertainment, but also in technology, in sports, where we are shining and the world is looking at us and it seems like we are really moving on. You know, we are doing amazing things. We are making workshops for gender-based violence or for, you know, sexual harassment in the industry. We are making moves that look amazing, but it does not seem like it's working, because once it dies down, it's like we are right back where we were. Won awards internationally, right back before, you know, we did all these amazing things. But does that mean there is no hope? Because like what we've said now is that we understand that it is deeper. It comes from what the apartheid regime did to us, to, you know, our mental state as Black people in particular, wanting to survive and that type of mental standing. But does that mean there's no hope?
Well, I hope you call not, but
if everyone is on the same mindset, then hope in other corner, just like you had said, Uzi.
Yeah, there is like hope, Mara. Let me tell you something, ne? Like, let's say there's a committee. Let me make an example. A SAMRO committee, and kunama rotten potatoes there. Yeah. You know, bafaka uWinnie as a new member, and I mean, I go there with the aim of, I wanna change the game. I wanna change things. For a fact, to success and Alabama to Lava Bibesala, the strategy is single and the meaning one with the good aims. These people was on fire. One day I will find a 1 billion in my account. You understand? I'm trying to know 1 million in my account. Send it to you. Ay, ay, ay. I said, again, I'm saying you're about to join.
I get you, because really, when you work so hard and you get so little, and then you try and fight for something, right, and you try to stand for something, and then they buy you with 2 million, and now you're like, yeah, 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 2 million versus, and then going to eat bread.
The corruption continues.
No, I get that. I get that. But hopefully, there are people with your heart that want to be in minority most of the time, to fight for the right thing, to say the right thing, to push for the right agendas. I mean, really, this conversation should happen on a broader platform, because really, it's been a million years now that artists still don't, are still not treated like the workers that they are. Yes, you make music, but for you, that is work. So why is it not as respected as a person that wakes up every day and puts on uniform, a police worker or a nurse? It's still a job that should have benefits, that should have stability. And you guys still don't have that. Do you think that, I mean, obviously it's not in your hands particularly, and it's bigger than us in the sense that we can have the ideas, but we are not really in the right place to implement them ourselves. So does this mean we need to infiltrate those spaces? Do we need to have a Winnie? Zakes Bantwini the other day said, I want to be the Minister of Arts and Sport. I think I can make a difference because the current ministry is not helping us in any way. And we've seen proof that they're not, you know, helpful to us in anything. Two out of 10 artists gets the help, get the fund, get the relief. And here we are still struggling all through COVID-19. And he said, you know what, I think I'll make a great minister. Is that what needs to happen? Do you guys need to move into these spaces and be Retabile, the performer, the great musician, and also / Minister of Arts? Is that what needs to happen?
I think so, Mina. Personally, for me, I think we need to get someone really who is doing the same thing that we are doing, because I think they understand what we are going through. I mean, look at what's happening now. Every time when the president is announcing something, he never says anything about us. It's always about everybody else besides us.
Yeah.
I mean, Monga Satukbega, the people that were looting, right, are the ones that are getting 350s and food parcels.
Yeah.
For me, that part doesn't make sense. Why would you still give food parcels and those 350s to the same people that went and ruined the malls and they did whatever? You don't understand. Nothing is being said about artists. Tina Sleleka, there's no work, there's nothing. But they're still focusing
still
on
events. You still
people. Abamoshile, yes, they still. It's always about them. Tina Nje.
It's like you are the abandoned children, and everybody remembers you after you win a BET award or you go to Tokyo and you win an Olympic, and then we're like, yes.
You know what I mean?
And ours.
You know. And Mota Tupera, music brings a lot of money into this country as well.
Yeah.
We do. But,
okay.
It doesn't really matter.
She can be the Minister of Arts and Culture. We are a nation. You know, because our fellow musicians, abanye, they had an opportunity with Babelapa with presidents in Antonton. What did they do? They only spoke for themselves. Understand?
They
want to involve everyone as if they are fighting for everyone. You understand? Yet they are fighting for themselves, because buyers would obviously the millions manja sawatoli atolo aboban ban. And then buyers it here. But yeah, abo so and so, they were doing this, they were doing this. Nah, but they were doing that, because the time they didn't
do anything. They just fought for themselves.
That is why it's blacks blacks nje balimele. Like I don't know.
Maybe we need like a national, like it needs to be like compulsory that every black person should just go see like a therapist. Like it needs to be.
Yeah, we need. Yes, yes, balimele.
We need like, healing individually and as a nation.
Yo. I'm telling you.
Why now? Allow my therapist to find an activity.
Yeah, but to call about who are willing to change. You understand? When I talk about these situations, I mean, things are emotional because I've been in with struggle since I was 15 years. I'm 47 years old now, or 48.
Mm.
Imagine. Oh my God.
You're only 30, so it's fine.
Oh yeah, but imagine this person generally like yours, the ends I'm feeling like emotional. You understand? We had our sore and so, but promise that they will change everything. Maybe figure lapa, manje uzo kalonga. Obani ba not only tender, ngom kunya. Obani not only tender, binga fanela nga. We understand that. So that's why I need to. Omuntu maje ugu power. We are abuser. Even if nami mhlambe one day I can say hey ngizoba ku minister kumi lapha ku department mhlambe nami ngizothi mangifika lapha ngibe selfish ngizicabangele mina and my friends and my close people, you understand? So
yeah,
we need healing, we need healing like ngempela.
Yeah, no,
we need help.
We do. And you know, the only unfortunate thing about us needing help is that we are the only ones that can essentially help ourselves. And so it needs to come from us, which is also another problem. Just stopping the bigger conversation for a moment, let's talk about, let's be selfish and forget everyone and their problems and their wins, and focus on the Khumalos. What has been happening musically? What are you guys up to? I mean, obviously COVID, like Retabile said, was like a curve that nobody expected. Yes. How are we recovering from that?
Well, Tina, what we did was accepted the situation is like this for everyone. It's not the Khumalos pela. It's everyone in the world. And we tried to let us create some things as is Kulisa in the near future. We're working on mother and daughter musical play, like the way we did the way we did Brenda Fassie musical. So we're doing a mother and daughter musical.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's been directed by Jerry Mofokeng, the actor, and that the Jerry, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have a reality show, My Own Lane. It speaks about Abu Retabile, the upcoming artist, Abantwana Bama celebrities. You understand that the challenges that they come across. Because Abu Retabile, njoba begasho ukuthi uyavaleleka endaweni eyiningi because of my name. Mhlambe mina was
people dealing are just with like, why should she be given an opportunity when her mother is famous?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We understand that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we trying to do is in this in general. So we have a studio line cleaning, working every day. You understand? And yes, it's logo si kala. Okala won't change anything. We just need to work ahead, the invest day. Listen, this is in Zayo Manji. In the near future, this will benefit.
Yeah. And
And our music. Yay! Dropper.
Well, you better. It's great that you guys, you know, and I think almost everyone is kind of getting to that realization that, okay, fine, we in a world where we could really complain about everything, but essentially nobody's coming to save us, so we have to do what we can.
True.
Yeah. All right. And Reta, your songs have been doing amazing. I saw even Master KG, even though he's in France now, he was just like, hey, that song with Reta that I did, it's very close to my heart. It's a beautiful song. And I mean, other people like all over South Africa and all over the world have the same feeling. How has that been when you're seeing that music that you pour your soul into, it's just, it's getting the recognition that it kind of deserves, you know?
Mm-hmm. For me, it's been great. Like, I'm so grateful. Finally, things are happening because I've always wanted this. Like, from Ngisasa Mntwana, from back in primary school, back, I've been singing, I think, I've been, the list is endless. So, yeah, I'm really happy that things are starting to change now and that people can actually see me for me, not as for Mtaragawini Khumalo, you know. I'm very grateful, and shout out to everybody that has been supporting me. Please don't stop supporting me. I will not change. I will always be Retabile
Wen. Amazing.
Retabile Wen.
Okay, Mama is catching me. Retabile for them.
Okay, I should do something again, Jolene.
Yeah, I know. No, but I mean, she has been growing really amazingly as an artist. I'm sure that makes you proud. You know, that, you know what, the world may be falling apart. We may need healing as a Black nation, as a Black people, as Black artists, but at least here in your household, you are raising, you know, a responsible, amazing, brilliant artist of a woman.
Yes, I'm so proud. The effort Estifagayo in building, we own Iwinike, which is the company Yetu, and everything Siyazenzela, and it's owned by women, you know. Yes. So women are doing good things. Kule male dominant industry, you understand? So, yeah. So we're so proud of ourselves. We're still pushing, and we're hoping that the amazing things will happen with Yabona. Ngoba zonke izinto sisa nje, like step by step. But yeah, eventually mhlambe this COVID thing izophela and yonke into ibuyele back to normal. And
or maybe the new normal will be better. Maybe you know, when it finally ends and we are all safe to kind of pick up where we had left off, things will be better. Maybe somebody would have pushed somewhere. For that. You know, maybe
new conversations
will be heard, and it will be a new place to be that is a better space, especially for artists who, as much as you know, artists have like carried us through the pandemic with your music, with your art, with your lives, basically.
Giving everyone hope,
giving everyone hope, even though sometimes you yourselves don't have the hope because you need help and nobody giving you a helping hand. Hopefully the conversations will reach the right ears, and in the meantime all we can really do is empower ourselves and just be great like you guys have been doing. Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I'm looking forward to all the projects that you have mentioned. I particularly am already excited for the mother and daughter play, so you guys must keep us updated on social media, and we'll be there rallying behind you, not just as women, but because you are great artists and your art is worth our eyes and our ears.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for your time. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.